Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to another tape show, the African Excellence Podcast, where we bring you the biggest brains, the biggest communicators, the biggest needle pushers of Seattle here in the Pacific Northwest. And today I have nobody but the biggest brains ever, my friend, all the way from Ghana, Kingsley Kofi-Tay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome, guys.
If you don't know the resume of this guy, I'm gonna read it for you real quick. This guy is known professionally as Brainy Beats, the brains. He's a Ghanaian record producer and songwriter. He's a frequent collaborator with fellow Ghanaian and American producers, and has worked with not only and not limited to Samini, Jupiter, Sakode, Popcorn, Davido, Busy Signal, Shatawale, Stoneboy, Tiwa Savage, Fino, and many more. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brainy Beats right here was nominated as the Producer of the Year at the just concluded Ghana Music Awards USA, ladies and gentlemen. He won the Best Music Producer at the BASE Awards of 2019 and the Best Music Producer at the African Achievement Awards USA 2021, which are normally held in Dallas, Texas. Brainy Beats and Loud City, which is a Grammy-nominated producer based in Seattle, took Samini to the Billboard's reggae charts. Do you hear me, ladies and gentlemen? Billboard we're talking. And this guy was on held on to number eight. It was almost number one. Number eight with Untamed album for weeks. His recent project called With Jupiter is called One Album. And this record was produced in New Jersey. But before that, man, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for this guy. See how close we are to the Grammys. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, man, Mr. Brian. How are you doing, bro?
I'm good, my brother. How
you been? How's your Sunday like?
Good.
Yeah, what do you normally do on Sundays apart from chopping life?
Sundays, I just chill home with the family.
Yeah. You know? It's a good family time, right?
Yeah, good family day.
That's what I'd like to hear, man. Man, you've done a lot of work with music, man. When did you realize that music was your calling?
Okay. It started in high school. Mm-hmm. I was the entertainment prefect.
Okay.
So I started singing back then, I didn't know I was going to be the man behind the machines,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So after school, I told my mom, hey, I want to do music.
Mm-hmm.
And she supported me. Mm-hmm. And then I went to college in Ghana.
Yeah.
And then did sound engineering.
Okay.
And then took it from there. So 2007,
yeah,
that's when I completed my high school. That's when the journey started.
Okay.
So I became a pro by 2010.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Now, before you got your first breaks with all these artists, you know, you had your few scratches, whatever. What were some of your challenges at the beginning of your music production journey?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I was starting. So when you make beats and you try to approach the stars to work with them,
they feel like you're new, so
they're not trying to give you a chance and all that. So it was like almost impossible to like blow up in Ghana,
until
maybe someone actually sees something
you
in you.
Yes.
So Samini saw that,
yeah,
around 2011, and he was like, hey, I want you to be my like personal producer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the whole thing started.
Man, your catalog is long.
Yeah, so Samini put me on, basically.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shout out to Samini, man. Yeah. Yo, let me ask you, you know, music controls our energy, changes our perspective on life and whatever. What's kind of like your favorite sound? You know, there's reggae, seeing your reggae charts here, but I also see you work to Sakode, Afrobeat, Afro hip hop.
Yeah.
What is your favorite sound of all these sounds?
So the thing is, I'm versatile and I just love music. I just go with what I hear and how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm not limited to just reggae or hip hop.
Correct.
I'm versatile. When you put me in the studio, just bring a rock artist.
You'll find a way to work with them. Have seven drums there.
Just bring a jazz artist. We are going to make some good music.
Yes.
So I just go with the flow and I don't have like a particular
sound
for me to just say, hey, dancehall is my thing.
You work with everybody.
Yeah, people would think like dancehall is my genre.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
But if you check my productions,
catalog,
I do from Afrobeats
to reggae to dancehall,
everything.
When you were nominated for the awards in Dallas, how did that make you feel? You know, that's a different.
Oh yeah.
You know, Afrima.
Yeah. When he called me.
Yeah.
No. The Afrima was in it's a Nigerian thing.
Yeah.
So I did this record for Samini and VVIP in Ghana.
Yeah.
And then they were nominated in Nigeria for Afrima. Okay. The project is called Dogoyaro, okay, and it won 4 awards.
Oh man, that's dope, Afrima, man. Awards. That's dope. That's dope. That's what I'm talking about.
And I was really happy about that. So that was like my first major thing. And then we came to the States around, I think, 2018, and we did the Untamed album as well. And then that also took off, you know?
I like how calm you are about your achievements. It's really I love it. It's nourishing to my spirit. I love it. But I know that sometimes when that record hits, when they're telling you you want something, you jump in the studio.
I know.
How is that feeling when, like, you're working on a beat? Because, you know, it takes a while to work on a particular project. Like, yeah, say when you worked with Popcorn or Sakode, mm-hmm, or Samini.
Yeah.
And then at maybe at midnight is when the right chords come together, the right, yeah, piano. How is that feeling for you?
I mean, it's great. Like, one of my biggest projects, it's called Tomorrow.
Yeah,
I did it with Stoneboy.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell people I made that beat in my bedroom on my bed, just they don't believe laptop, it. Uh-huh. Without even the keyboard,
yeah,
they don't believe it. Like, mm-hmm, it was one of the biggest sounds. And then later I had to turn into a rhythm. You know what rhythm is? Like,
yes,
just one beat,
so
and you got a
can,
lot of
everybody
people
can jump on it.
Yo,
yes,
it was the biggest thing.
Damn, that's,
you know,
good. Yeah.
So it's just a vibe. Sometimes,
mm-hmm,
it depends on how I feel in the morning.
Correct.
When I wake up and I'm happy,
yeah,
I put that energy into production.
Yes.
How I feel, I just put it into production.
Into production, yeah, correct. It's just, yeah, it's just your vibe with the people.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges? You know, you're a family man as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to the kids, shout out to the wifey too. How do you balance work home, family work balance? How is it? How do you do that? Because it's tough being,
yeah,
an artist,
it's
still
tough
raising your kids and you have to help wife business. It's not easy.
I mean, it's tough, but you still got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody has figured it out yet, but yeah. We're still trying.
You're
to
winging it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still trying to balance it, you know?
Correct.
You got to make time for everybody.
Yes.
Because you got to go out there, hustle, and bring money home.
Yeah.
And then family also expect you to be around the kids and wifey. You got to be husband and all that. You got to balance it. So sometimes it's tough, but
it works.
We're still trying to figure it out.
Correct.
So we take it day after day.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, my brother's wifey here has a good food business here in Seattle. They make one of the best Nigerian, Ghanaian food. West African food,
yeah,
you could ever eat. When the recently concluded Madaraka Festival, where we had Dibonge, we had Naomi Achu, guess who fed us? The man and the business himself. I wanted to ask you, when you came to Madaraka Festival,
yeah,
are you planning, like, in the future to be part of the festivals as now the producer, like how, you know, the DJs came in?
Yeah.
Or which capacity do you want to come in first?
Yeah, so, I'm still in talks with Simon. So we're going to do that, what,
yeah,
you're saying, on the production side.
Correct.
Yeah. And then we'll still do the food side. Yeah, my wife will handle the food side.
Careless plug. Where can they get jollof rice? Careless plug.
Okay, so you just DM on Instagram, Chop Chop, mm-hmm, West Africa.
Correct.
That's the Instagram. When you DM us, you can order for your plates.
Yes.
And then you can order for parties. You understand?
Yes.
So we do family sizes as
family
well.
Family size, yeah. Just letting you know, those Taco Tuesdays now is jollof and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Is there any word of advice you'd want to give a student of music right now stuck in a high school, one of those TikTok creatives from Africa,
yeah,
that you have, you know, your knowledge,
yeah,
based on being the game, so they don't step into this game and get lost in the sauce? What's the one word of advice you'd tell them over there?
Don't stop. Mm-hmm. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. That's, mm-hmm, it. That's it. That's all I got for them. Just don't stop. Keep going.
Keep creating.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, music is one of the galvanizing reasons why Africans leave their houses here in Washington State. And that's why we thank you also on your different type of ministry. It's really appreciative. I'm thankful that you're here. And
thank you.
I'm thankful for what you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
All right. What is one question you'd have wanted me to ask you that I didn't ask you?
I mean, basically, you've asked it all, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, go follow Brainy Beats. Where can they follow you online?
Yeah, Brainy Beats. Yeah, Brainy Beats with a Z.
Yeah.
On Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. I'm everywhere.
My brother, thank you so much for making time for this.
Thank you for having me.
I know it was short on us, but I'm thanking both of you guys for being here today.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, man. Till next time, this is The Tape Show. Call me when you want to see some African excellence in Washington State.